hey, I'm going to preach to you today from right here. Look at this. Right inside of Fellowship Church. Come on, baby. That's what I'm talking about. I'm really excited about this message, about the opportunity to say something to you today that is just something on my heart I wanted to talk to you about. And I know you probably think, hey, I'm out here in the building and he's going to be talking about the building and, you know, and trying to get us to give to the building and all that. Hey, by the way, the whole offering today, you know, it does go to the facility, which is incredible. But that's not why I'm here today. That's not why I'm here today. I just want to preach to you this morning from this facility. How cool is that, huh? So that's what I'm going to be doing, all right? And Roger's walking all around. You know how my attention span is? Well, there he is right there, driving me crazy already. That's his job, right? Let's go with the message today, Rog. The message is, why wouldn't you? Come on, say it with me, crowd. Here we go. Why wouldn't you? Can y'all do that again? Come on, I can hardly hear you. Would you say it again? Why wouldn't you? Today's message, you know what I've titled it? Why wouldn't I do this thing? Can you say that with me? Why wouldn't I do this thing? How about point to yourself, would you? Come on. Why wouldn't who? Come on. I do this thing. Hey, let's roll it, Rog. We're going with a message. You know my struggle this year. Back at the beginning of 2011 in January. My heart was absolutely broken and I was devastated. And our footers here at this building had just been poured. Now the walls weren't up, but the concrete was in the ground. And I was faced with a big decision. And so I came out here in my Titan pickup truck and I pulled up out here and I met our builder, Alan Zirkelbach. And Alan got out of his truck and he climbed into my truck. And as Alan got into my truck, he had tears running down his face. As he got into my truck and looked at me, I had tears running down my face. And we sat there for a moment, not saying much anything. And Alan Zirkelbach, he looked at me and he said, "Preacher, we don't have to do this thing." And I looked at him and I said, "We're doing it. We're doing it." And then he responded back to me, "I thought you'd say that." And my question today to you, really about me, is why wouldn't I? Why wouldn't I do this thing? Say, this is for the glory of the Lord, not for the glory of Gary. Amen. Hello, church. Why wouldn't I, given a chance, an opportunity to do something great for God, why wouldn't I do this thing? Now listen to me, church. Over the years, now you really got to hear me now. Over the years, others have told me time and time again how much that Fellowship Church has meant to them. How much it's meant to them in their lives. And I've talked to them. And many of them are you. It's you that's told me this. With tears many times running down your face. And you would say how much you appreciate me. And you tell me that. You looked at me. And you would tell me how much you appreciate the people here at Fellowship, the servers, the workers, the people that give, the people that do for you week in and week out. And I'm going to tell you something. When people said these things to me over the years, I accepted their thanks, your thanks, but I did it with some hesitation. Not because I didn't believe it, but you know, I mean, it almost sounded too good to be true. It almost sounded like, you know, I couldn't accept it because I'll get the big head or something like that. You know what I'm saying? And so I would hear it, but I would hear it with you know, okay, or I would, okay, and I appreciate it. But the purpose of my message today, listen to me, is that I want to tell you something. Are you listening? I want to tell you something. Now I understand what they meant. I understand what you meant when you said it to me. Okay? Because now, over these last 10 months, I've experienced your love. I have felt the healing power that happens in a place called Fellowship Church. And I want you to know something. You, listen, have made a difference in my life. I want you to think about it now. 10 months later. 10 months later. Look at me. Look at me. Do I look pitiful? Now, some of you probably say, yeah, you do, bro. But anyway, listen to me. 10 months later, I'm standing. Wait a minute. Here I go. Look at me. 10 months later. Hey. I'm standing on the stage. Can you believe it? Hey, I can't even believe I'm still standing. But I'm standing on a stage. Listen to me. I'm going to tell you something. Say it with me. Come on. We're doing it. Come on. We're doing it. And I just want you to know what a difference you've made in my life in just 10 months. Say 10 months with me. 10 months. And friend, I'm not talking about a building. I'm not talking about what's been accomplished here in 10 months. I'm talking about what's been accomplished in me in 10 months. You have made a difference in my life. Now, many of you, you came to me, remember? And you tell me you appreciate me and you appreciate this place. Listen to me. You don't have to listen to me say it. You have made a difference in my life. God has used you. Yeah, you. And you and you and you and you. You people. God has used in an incredible way in my life. Now listen, you might be wondering, what did you do? 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 You loved me. You loved me. You loved me. And you helped me like you'll never know. Now, it's good I'm away today because I probably couldn't even say this if I was out there looking at you. All right? But it's something that needed to be said. You loved me. And you've given me strength. And you might say, Pastor, are you there yet? Hey, I'm probably not there yet. But I'm so far from where I was. It seems like I'm almost there. Amen. I just want you to know I appreciate it. And I want you to see what I saw as I was reading the book of Proverbs. Matter of fact, this morning I went through the whole book of Proverbs. Again, I read it from the beginning to the end. And I was looking for one thing from the book of Proverbs. Why wouldn't I do this thing? And I had in my mind love, friends, counsel, encouragement, things like that. So that's what I did when I put this brief message together. And it's not going to be real long. Okay? But here we go. What did you do? Say this with me right here. Iron sharpens iron. Say that with me. Come on. Look at this. There's iron everywhere around me here. Steel, iron, man, it's just everywhere. But I'm going to tell you something. It's everywhere at Fellowship Church too. Iron sharpens iron. Look at the scripture. Say it with me. Say it with me. Come on. A friend loveth at all times. Say that part again. A friend loveth at all times, and a brother is born for adversity. Amen. Awesome. The Bible says that, listen to what the Bible says. The Bible says that iron sharpens iron, and so does a friend sharpen a man's countenance. Okay? Iron sharpens iron. And that's what you've done to me. And you've loved me at all times. And I just tell you today, I appreciate that. And I just got a few things to say. Listen, my heart was broken. My heart was broken, but you have been my medicine. You have been my medicine. Say this verse with me. Come on, we're going to say them together. It's several of them. It's not that hard. A merry heart doeth good like a medicine. Can you say that with me? A merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Dries the bones. But your love, your encouragement has been like a medicine to me. Something else? Listen, you were here when I needed you the most. I want you to do something. Can you look at somebody next to you? Just go ahead right now. Look at them. Go ahead. Quit now. Look at them. And say, I was here when he needed me the most. Can you say that again to somebody? I was here. Point to yourself. I was here when he needed me the most, because you were. You were. Look at what the Bible says. A friend loves at all times, but a brother is born for adversity. Some of you might wonder, what in the world? Why am I even on this planet? Well, I'm going to tell you one reason you've been on this planet. You've been on this planet. God put you here. Listen, at least I know it. Over these last many months, God put you here to be a blessing to me, to help me, and encourage my heart. And you did it. And you continue to do it. And on this special day, I just want to say thank you for that. I really appreciate it. Hey, if there was ever adversity, man, I had it. But you were there. It says a friend was born for that reason. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you for being born. Amen. Hey, look at what Proverbs 27:10 says. Thine own friend and thy father's friend forsake not, neither go into your brother's house in the day of calamity. For better is a neighbor, say it with me, that's near than a brother that's far off. Hey, and you know how much I love my family. You know how much I love my brother Terry. And I've got Kenny and Ray. I got two sisters, Janice and Ann, six kids. That's how many in the Clark family. But I'll tell you what, they were in North Carolina. And sure, they love me. But better are friends who are near than family who's far off. And Fellowship Church, I just want to tell you, thank you for being near, and thank you for being here, and thank you for being in my life. You've made a huge difference. Why wouldn't I do this thing with people like you? You kidding me? It's incredible. Amen. Just something else. You've stood by me and stuck with me. You've stood by me and stuck with me. That's what you've done. And don't you think I hadn't laid in my bed many times when I could not sleep. And that was comfort to me. I would see you. I'd see your faces. I'd remember the comments. And I'd have the strength to go on another day. I'm telling you, you stood by me and stuck with me. Hey, I appreciate that. Here's what I learned from the book of Proverbs. A man that has friends must show himself friendly. Okay? And there's a friend that sticks closer than a brother. There's a friend that sits closer than a brother. And you know, people say about me, oh, Gary, you talk to everybody. You can just talk to everybody. And I think that is true. I talk to people all the time. I like being friends, a friend to people. I like that. But I tell you what, it came back. It came back. It came back. Because the friends I have here have stuck closer than a brother. And I want to tell you, I appreciate it. It's meant the world to me. Why wouldn't I do this thing? Are you kidding me? You know what a friend is, a real friend? A real friend is someone who walks in when the rest of the world walks out. Say that with me. A real friend is someone who walks in when the rest of the world walks out. Can we do it one more time? A real friend is someone who walks in when the rest of the world walks out. And you know, I think that's what many of you and many of the folks over the years was trying to tell me about Fellowship Church. There's just something about this place where we love Jesus and we love people. Amen? Many times, people felt hurt and alone and struggling and suffering, and they come to this place and they feel that, where you step into their life. And that's what you've done for me. It's incredible. You've written to me. Talked to me. You've comforted me. You prayed for me. Proverbs 27:9 says, ointment and perfume rejoice the heart. Would you help me on this part? So doth the sweetness of a man's friend by hearty counsel. And I just really appreciate it. I appreciate many of you opening up your heart to pain that's been inside of you. That pain has been in your past, and you're over it, much of it. But you are willing to open it up again so that I could see how you made it. So that I could see that I was not alone. I tell you what, I appreciate that. And the things that you learned, and the things, your pain, your struggle, you shared with me. Reminds me of 1 Corinthians. Blessed be the God and Father of all comfort, the Father of mercies and comfort, who comforts us in our tribulation. Why? So that we can comfort others in their tribulation or trouble. And many of you have done that for me. I really appreciate it. I hope you're not going to sleep on me right now. Are you? Wake up. Anyway, here we go. Something else. This was appropriate. You've listened to me, so listen now, would you? Come on. You've listened to me. Share on this platform these many months messages and things in my own personal life. And you knew when that man's up there, he's preaching, but he's talking about himself. He's using that word somehow to just keep himself alive. Amen. And you've listened to me. You've listened to me one-on-one. You've had breakfast with me, supper with me, talked with me, hugged me, prayed with me, cried with me. You've listened to me. You've advised me. Many of you have given me such sound advice and counsel. And you've counseled me. I just tell you today, I appreciate it. Listen to what Proverbs 24 says. A wise man is strong. Yea, a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel thou shalt make thy war an end. Say it with me. A multitude of counselors, there is what? Safety. Did you know it? Listen to me. I feel safe here at Fellowship Church. Even though I'm a man, I'm all man, flat out, period. Okay? But I feel safe here. Now, there's a part of me that was scared and is still scared. But I come here and I feel safe among you. And I imagine that's how many of you feel. But see, now I got to feel it. And I appreciate it. Why wouldn't I do this thing? You know who I am? Listen, here's who I am. I'm living proof of what the love of Fellowship Church can do for somebody's life. I am living proof. You might wonder, oh, why y'all doing that church thing and all that stuff? I mean, what good is that? Listen to me. If you're one of those here and don't understand that, look at me. I am living proof of what love can do for somebody. Amen. You've done that for me, church, and I appreciate it. So here's the question. Why wouldn't I do this thing? Amen. Why wouldn't I do this thing? Why wouldn't I keep on for the Lord? Why wouldn't we build this facility? Hey, right now it's just a dirt floor. But I tell you what, the dirt's paid for. Amen. Come on. Everything you see here is debt free. Why wouldn't I keep on keeping on for Jesus? Amen. With folks like you, I'd be a nut not to. Amen. Reminds me of John 15, Jesus speaking. And he wouldn't be here long with his disciples when he was giving this little talk to them. He said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you." He says, "Greater love has no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends. You're my friends if you do whatsoever I command you." Then he says in verse 15, "Henceforth," now listen, "I call you not servants, for the servant doesn't know what his Lord does. But I have called you," say it with me, "friends. For all things that I have heard of my Father, I have made known unto you." You might wonder, why did I put that scripture up here today? That's Jesus talking. Well, here's why. Let me say something to you. Listen. I don't know if you know it or not, but I don't feel any different than you, really, about who I am. I look at you, and I look at you like this. Look at me. Here we go. I'm looking at you like this. I don't look at you like this. Gary's up here. You down here. Uh-uh. No. No. I look at you as my friend. And you know my life. You know my struggles. My ups, my downs. My crazy vocabulary. Amen. Facial expressions. I hear I make them sometimes. My craziness. You know I like the worst team in football right now, don't you? Come on, God help us. Amen. Here's the point, is that you're my friend. And I just really, really appreciate that. And I want to tell you today, three words. I love you. I love you. I love you. And I guess I have for years. But over this last several months, I've been able to experience your love to me, which in turn has made me love you and see how much I love you even more. Are y'all hearing me today? I hope this ain't sounding like a soap opera up here. Amen. Hey, here's the deal. I'm done. I'm done with the message. And you can trust me on this one this week. Now, usually when I say that, you can't believe it. But anyway, here we go. Other people in our community need what you've given me. Other people in our community need what you have given me. You hearing me today? Can you say that with me? Other people in our community need what you have given me. That's why we're doing this thing. Amen. You hearing me today? Hey, I've experienced it firsthand now. Before this thing even gets built, I've been able to experience what God's people, full of love, loving Jesus and loving others, can do in somebody's life. That's incredible. Listen to what the Bible says in Proverbs 3. "Withhold not good from them to whom it's due, when it's in your power, in the power of your hand to do it." One more time. "Withhold not good from them to whom it's due, when it is in the power of your hand to do it." Church, I'll tell you something. We have experienced the love of Christ in our life. We have experienced the love of God's people. And do you know what? We have the power. We have the wherewithal. We have the capability to do this thing. You listen to me? Why wouldn't I do this thing? When I've experienced God's love, when I've experienced your love, and when I know you have the wherewithal to make a huge difference in our community. Amen. So guess what? Say it with me. We're doing it. Oh, come on. You can do better than that. Come on. We're doing it. I'm really going to get on your nerves. Can you do it? We're doing it. Come on, church. We're doing it. Are y'all listening to somebody or what? We're doing it. One last time, baby. Come on, the biggest one yet. Here we go. We're doing it. Come on and say this with me. Why wouldn't we? Amen. I guess I'm done. Why wouldn't I do this thing?